Faith is the assurance of all things hoped for. And Jesus tells us today that one of the assurances we have is that God has prepared the kingdom for each and every one of us. But today it is all about the pilgrimage we have as the people of God. It is all about the pilgrimage, the journey we are making right here on earth, starting from the day that our parents gave birth to us, and then beginning from the time when we had the use of our faculties, we start taking charge of that pilgrimage. Faith also requires constant readiness, always, always being alert, because the devil can sweep us off our feet at any time. Faith requires vigilance, a lot of vigilance, which is what Jesus is telling us today. The readings today, dear friends, reminds me of that beautiful psalm, Psalm 8, that says, looking at the wonders of the world, looking at the brilliance of creation, the psalmist burst out into song. Lord, how awesome you are, how you have arranged everything on earth. But he said, what is humanity that you still keep us in mind? Who are we in the grand scheme of things that you still remember us, looking at the beauty of all creation? He said, but yet you have made us little less than gods. With glory and honor you have crowned us. You have put everything you have created into the hands of humanity, placing us in charge of your beautiful creation. Dear friends, that is why Jesus is telling us today in the gospel, to whom much is given, much is expected. To whom much is entrusted, even much more would be expected of us. Dear friends, we are not just entrusted with ourselves. We are entrusted with the people around us. We are entrusted with the earth. We are entrusted with everything around us, taking care of ourselves first of all, and then of God's creation. Which was why when Cain did what he did in the Bible, God simply asked him the beautiful question that shows that he is in charge of his brother Abel, just as Abel in turn was also in charge of his brother Cain. Cain, where is your brother? Cain, where is your brother? Dear friends, the same question God continues to ask each and every one of us. And the beauty of this gospel is that Peter, our dear, dear brother Peter, represents someone like me. I would like to get out of that responsibility. I would like to claim ignorance. I would like to claim that I do not know the will of God so that I can get a lighter beating, which was exactly what Peter wanted. When Jesus had talked about readiness, when Jesus had talked about how the master would come at an unexpected time, it dawned on Peter that he and also those around Jesus were probably the ones who were the servants, who were the ones who the master expects to be at work when he arrives. And he asked this very subtle, beautiful question, which I will ask also. Is this for us or for everyone else? And that's when Jesus repeated again the same parable about the servants being ready for the master's return, and then added the subtle difference. He was in turn telling Peter and each and every one of us, the more you know, the more the responsibility lies on you. The more you know, the more the responsibility to give an accounting of how we have used the gifts that God has given us. And being in charge does not mean you have to be officially proclaimed. Being in charge does not mean you have to be ordained or installed or elected. Like I said, it starts from taking care of ourselves, because each and every one of us is a temple of the Holy Spirit, as our brother Paul tells us, and then extending it outwards to others. The other beautiful thing about this gospel is how Jesus is telling us that it is not about the master, so to speak. It is about our fellow human beings. Because at no time in the gospel did Jesus talk about how clean the master's house was. The master was not interested on how well the servant washed his car, The master was not interested on how beautiful the servant pressed his clothes. Oh, look at my house. It is shining. I could call the military to make an inspection and he will ace it. Not at all. It was what you did to your fellow servants. That's what the master was interested in. Who is that manager whom the master has placed in charge of all his fellow servants to give them their food at the proper time? He said, woe to that servant if he sets about beating his fellow servants. He didn't say woe to that servant if he sets about neglecting to mow the lawn. He didn't say woe to that servant if he sets about neglecting to clean the windows. Woe to that servant who turns against his fellow servants. That was why they will be punished. Blessed is the servant who provides food, who provides comfort, who provides shelter for the vulnerable, who provides comfort for those who are brokenhearted, who provides companionship for those whose lives are broken, who provides prayer for those who cannot pray for themselves. That is the service God needs from us. The other ones are relegated to the secondary. God is telling us, Jesus is telling us in this parable, that they are counting. And I think that message has been consistent in the Bible with Jesus. They are counting. The master is okay. God is okay. God really does not need anything from us. My kneeling before God and singing his praises and worshiping and praying for 12 hours really adds or removes nothing from God. And we say it during one of the weekday prayers. Our desire to thank you is itself your gift to us, because our thanksgiving adds or removes nothing from your glory. The words of the preface at Mass. But it is what we have done to each other that Jesus consistently tells us. It comes to mind immediately his final commandment to each and every one of us. Love one another. Nothing about himself. Nothing about God. It is by your love that you will show you love God also. His parable of the final judgment. On that day, I am going to ask you, Father Balong, what did you do to those who were in need? Did you visit the vulnerable? Did you visit the prisoners? Did you help the addict who came to your door asking for a gift card? Did you help the homeless? Did you help the sick? Did you visit the elderly and tell them, thank you for keeping this country going so that the next generation will have some comfort? That is what Jesus is going to ask us. The master, dear friends, is okay. His test for us is what we do to each other. Jesus consistently gives it to us in parable. And we pray in a very special way in this Mass that at a time when God comes calling, asking each and every one of us to come back home, that we'll have hands full of the good deeds we have done to our fellow human beings to present to the Master. Peace be with you.